Hi there. The word for you today is, there's nobody like him. In Proverbs 9 verse 10 we read, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In a world that feels like it's out of control, we like a God we can control. A comforting presence who blesses, provides, and advises. Kind of like God in a box. But when it comes to Christ, no box works. His contemporaries designed an assortment of boxes for him, but he never fit in any of the boxes. They called him a revolutionary, but he paid taxes. They labeled him a country carpenter, but he confounded scholars. They came to see his miracles, but he refused to entertain them. He was a Jew who attracted Gentiles, and a rabbi who gave up on synagogues, and a holy man who hung out with streetwalkers. In a male-dominated society, he recruited females. In an anti-Roman culture, he opted not to denounce Rome. He talked like a king, yet lived like a pilgrim. People tried to put him in a box, but they couldn't. And you know what? We can't either. Indeed, we must not. Listen to this verse. Skilled living gets its start in the fear of God. Insight into life comes from knowing, having a relationship with a holy God. Most of our fears are unhealthy. They rob us of peace and joy, but the fear of the Lord is the opposite. One author writes, and I quote, "There's nothing neurotic about fearing God. The neurotic thing is not to be afraid, or to be afraid of the wrong thing." That's why God chooses to be known to us, so that we may stop being afraid of the wrong thing. When God is fully revealed to us and we get it, then we experience the conversion of our fear. Fear of the Lord is a deeply sane recognition that we are not God.